This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A recent detection of foot and mouth disease in Germany could impact global pork trade. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Despite a 25% decline in production over the past decade, Germany remains a global leader in pork exports, particularly to the rest of the European Union. However, a recent detection of foot and mouth disease in a water buffalo herd at a small exotic farm near Berlin means most of their livestock products cannot be exported outside of the EU. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Bohrer said the detection was thankfully only on a small farm.
On January 10th, Germany notified that they had found foot and mouth disease in a small sort of exotic herd of water buffalo just outside Berlin. Investigation's ongoing, but it was a small urban exotic farm, which is hopefully good news.
Bohrer said that it will be difficult for the U.S. to gain any market leverage from this, since the United Kingdom and Vietnam have significant tariffs and restrictions on U.S. pork. And while the U.S. does significant pork trade with South Korea, most Korean imports of German pork are bellies, which the U.S. already sees strong domestic demand for.
U.S. exports to U.K. are minimal. This is an area where we've been saying there should be great opportunity if we could have some type of reciprocal market access. But today, the combination of tariffs and quotas, and then on top of that, the SPS issues, our exports to U.K. are limited, highly limited. And then we get into Vietnam. U.S. share into Vietnam is also minimal, partially because we have the tariff disadvantage. And then Korea, but that is mostly single rib bellies, product that the U.S. exports, but really just small volume.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.